Welcome back to the Socially Distant Podcast, episode 92. It's another week. It's another podcast. We're here as always, three of us. And those three people are me, Dylan, Trent, and Brad. What's going on over there, Brad?
Not much. The gang's all here. You confused me for a second. You almost sounded like you were addressing yourself as like a separate entity. Like me, Dylan. Me, comma. No, I mean, it would be like me. Yeah, me, Dylan, comma. Yeah. Doing good. Chilling. Just working. Got some cool possible like work news coming up, which is going to be great. And yeah, just been hanging out with the queen, fucking watching The Witcher, and fucking rehabbing yoga, stretching my fucking lower back so my disc heals. You know, I'm a meditating guru now. Not really. Ooh. I'm a yoga man though.
So you're in the yogas to heal that. What stretches are you doing to fix your discs?
Everything, my guy. I mean, I go to PT now as well. I go to PT twice a week, but doing fucking cat camel, where you like... doing cat camels, doing bird dogs, doing dead bugs, a lot of like planking, a lot of cobra poses where like you lay on your stomach and you just like do like a push up, but you keep you keep like your lower body, like your waist down on the ground. And just a lot of static stretching, a lot of like lying on the ground, like hoisting my my leg up to stretch my hamstrings, doing a lot of glute stretches, a lot of hip flexor stretches, a lot of fun stuff. Because, you know, my back's fucking broken, but we're getting there. It's a work in progress. But
you seen any progress in back mobility or flexibility or anything?
Yes and no. I felt like shit yesterday just because Saturday, like, I felt pretty good. And then, like, I went to the gym after work, and I think I just went, like, a little too much when I was doing legs. I, like, wasn't supposed to use, like, the leg extension leg curl machine, but I felt good, so I wanted to try it low weight, but it definitely wasn't right, because my back the next day, yesterday, was, like, hurting. Mm. But I had PT this morning, and, like, honestly woke up this morning, and then after PT felt, like, surprisingly better than I thought. I just thought, like, I was like, okay, like, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday are going to be, like, rough now, because, like, my back's just going to be, like, on fire, but it actually feels really good. Right now, you know, we'll see how it goes as we sit here. You guys always see me, I just like fucking adjust and stand up and lean forward, lean back, just to put myself in a different position. But no, I mean, I think it's definitely getting better, especially standing at work. You know, standing for literally like 7-8 hours the whole entire time. I kind of been using work to like gauge how well it's getting. Where like before, like weeks ago, you know, after like 3-4 hours in, I like literally would have to go like sit down for 10 minutes and like stretch, because I'd be like, okay, my back's on fire. But now I can literally make it like the whole day before like I really start to like feel it. So just gotta keep on keeping on. I just gotta stay consistent with it as much as I can. I've been doing it, but I've been slacking like a tiny little bit, so I'm like, I'm really just gonna like nail down now, because I'm really starting to get frustrated.
Yeah, it feels like it's been, I don't know, we could go back and find the episode of the cast, but it's been months. 10 months.
It's early April. So, I mean, roughly 10 months. Yeah. But early April. Don't worry, I know. I know the date.
Yeah. April
13th. I literally think April 19th.
Oh.
Oh, Tini left for Florida. Her and her family went to Disney. And the day after, I heard it, so.
Well, you're going to PT, you're doing all the right shit, you know what I mean?
Like, oh, yeah.
You're not fucking... I mean, I know you're doing some exercises, but you gotta test it out. I mean, just like fucking...
Yeah, no, I mean, I had to give it a feel to see... Oh, my God, I'm wrong. It's way longer. They went on vacation March 24th. So, like, literally, like, a day or two after. So, like, March 25th or March 26th. So, even... holy shit, we're almost at a fucking year. Never mind. Oh, my God. That doesn't make me feel any better. Anyway, Trent, how you doing this week?
Doing decent.
God.
Thankfully, no back problems. I was having some back problems. The one day I woke up and I thought it was like fucking pinched nerve. because nothing was helping any muscle relaxation. I think I might have talked about it on the other cast last week, but this was a little bit ago. And dude just sucked ass. Sucked so bad. Yeah. Like, I don't know how motherfuckers with fucked up backs, like, do day-to-day shit. Because, like, dude, completely impedes everything you do. Like, I obviously, you know from being a back, I mean, muscle master, and you know the body really well. But, like, dude, like, sitting, standing, shitting, peeing, like, what do you want, brushing your teeth, jerking off, everything hurts.
Yeah.
Everything hurts. It's painful.
What? So,
wait, what?
Yeah, that one.
But,
No, I know what you mean.
Yeah.
Honestly, I just, like, because it's really helped me, I would honestly recommend, even if you do, like, super, super, like, 2 sets of 30 seconds. Literally, just lie on the ground, grab something to, like, hoist your foot up, like, let your leg, like, go dead, and, like, just pull your leg up. Stretch your hamstring, do, like, 30 seconds, once or twice. There's a stretch called, like, the piriformis. You stretch your piriformis. That's one of your muscles in your glutes. But you'll literally, like, lay on your back. See if I can.
I want to see it.
Yeah. I just want to, like, I'll try to show you, but I've got to, like, make it, like, midair. You're basically going to lay on your back, and then, let me take the camera down so we can really get a good view here. You're going to lay on your back, and then what you're going to do is you're going to bring one leg up, and then the other leg is going to go over like this. So here's, like, the view. My right leg comes up, and then my left leg is, like, out. And then while you're on your back, you're going to pull this leg towards you, and it's going to stretch like that. The hip that's attached to this fucking leg. My leg's going down like this. And then you do those both sides. And then hip flexor, which a lot of people, like, do already, but a lot of people do it wrong.
I love the visual representation.
We're fucking getting into it today, boys.
I need this shit, too. Like, for real.
So, like, when you're doing it, look at that, fucking right on the edge.
That is showing us what it is.
Yeah, I'm on the ground right now, folks. So, like, the piriformis one I was talking about, you're gonna be like this.
Yeah.
And then, like, here's my leg, and then I pull it towards me.
That's a hip flexor.
And that stretches, like, my glute back here. And then when you do your hip flexor, which everybody has tight hip flexors just because we sit so much as humans, so we're, like, always like this, so this gets real tight. Which why a lot of people have anterior pelvic tilt, where you'll notice their pelvis goes this way. Goes, like, this way. So, like, a lot of people have, like, duck butts, where, like, their butt sticks out and the gut hangs down. When you do it and you get down, don't just, like, lean into it. Try to, whatever leg is back, try to squeeze your glute and then push. So then by squeezing your glute, you're forcing more stretch in your hip flexor. Because if I don't squeeze my glute and I just lean forward, the only thing I'm really doing is
hammy or the thigh bone?
Yeah. I'm just using, like, my hamstring and, like, my quad on, like, the other leg. But if I, like, force my glute.
Mm-hmm.
So I go on like this and I, like, force my glute to go forward. I, like, my hip flexor, like, fires like crazy.
Hell yeah.
Holy
don't
shit.
Do that shit.
A little fucking stretching 101 for you, folks.
Yo, I'm not gonna lie. When you sat in the chair and, like, did the thing, I didn't think you were still in the chair, and I thought you were fucking floating.
Me as well. I was, like, looking in the background to try to figure out, and I saw your chair in the mirror, and I was like, okay, that's how he's doing it. I'm like, he is floating.
I just floated, my guy.
Because I didn't know how the camera angle changed.
Me too.
I was literally like this.
I looked like I was still, like, above you.
I was literally like this. I was just in my chair.
Oh god, it was so funny.
I'm a wizard, bro. I ascended.
Yeah.
I thought you. I saw Dylan laughing.
The
listeners will know. But yeah, that's what you gotta do.
Hell yeah.
Because even
Hell
just yeah. that, like, even just those three things, help so much.
Oh yeah, dude. Because
they're responsible for back pain.
Mm-hmm. I've been working out a little, and that's actually been helping my back pain a fuck ton. Like, getting back into that has helped a bunch.
True.
And yeah, but
oh, it does 100%.
Stretch.
I would do those things too, like do those cat camels, mm-hmm. and then just look up, like, bird dog and dead bug. And I'm telling you, if you do those two things and then you stretch, yeah, that's literally what they're called.
Dead bug.
If you do those three exercises that I just demonstrated, and then you do the ones I just named, like, I promise you, your lower back and your, like, your core in general, like, will get, you'll get solid.
Now, do you do these, you want to do these, like, pre to, like, warm up, but I know yoga, you do it as, like, a cool down after and shit. Mm-hmm. That's when I do my cat camels and, like, the baby and the cobra, try to fuck up my back out.
Yeah, I mean, you can do them, you really can do them, honestly, like, whenever. I just, like, have to do them beforehand because I have to, like, prime my, I got to prime, like, my lower back muscles kinda and my glutes and my hamstrings to, like, fire correctly so that way, like, I stay, like, protected and, and, like, engaged and stuff, so.
Hell yeah.
And it feels good doing it.
Yeah. But good shit.
100%.
But, I know we're a little off topic, but, I mean, not off topic. I mean, we ain't got no topics. We're on topic, but, my week was decent, you know, fucking got some shit going on. Gina's coming up this week, so dumb hype, because, I mean, get to see G-Bird, it's G-Bird. Fucking greatest time of the year, it's like fucking Christmas.
Shout out G-Bird.
Shout out G-Bird.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Shout out.
So, it's hype to see her, also mom's birthday this weekend, and this doesn't really matter, because, I mean, mom's not gonna listen to this, but we're having a surprise party for Janelle on her birthday this weekend.
Hey,
wish Janelle a happy 51st birthday. Sure. She's grinding out here. Happy birthday, Mom. We love you.
Happy birthday, Janelle.
Happy birthday, Janelle. I love you. So, yeah, thank you, boys. And I got some shit going on, and that's about it. It's been fucking, like, hectic. Because, like, they also had windows put in today, so Dad's screaming about fucking everything. And it's Valentine's Day. I feel like I spent all my money. Lots of stuff going on. So.
Yeah. I semi-forgot. Not that I forgot it was Valentine's Day, but I think we're just going to go out to eat on Saturday.
Yeah, I feel like you don't really need to do much. I mean, when Gino...
The Super Bowl's on Sunday.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
I don't really know what we're gonna do for Valentine's Day. Fontina and I mentioned like going out to eat. But I honestly like it's not that I'm not the romantic type, it's just that we just had our 1 year like 2-3 weeks ago. So like the present and like the thing I did for her for our 1 year, it's not like my fucking, you know, my romantic meter's, like, had its fill. But, like, in the back of my head, I'm still thinking about, like, I just did that. So then, like, Valentine's Day coming around, I'm not, like, processing. Like, oh, think of something else.
Yeah, I'm kind of in the same. Because my anniversary is March.
Mm-hmm.
In March. So. Pretty soon afterwards. It's, like, a month after. Literally, like, a straight month afterwards.
Yeah. I don't know how your ladies are, but, like, Fontini's not very, like... She's not that type where, like, if I, like, got her, like, fucking flowers and some chocolates on Valentine's Day and that was it, she wouldn't be like, that's it? Like, you know, like, she's not not that type of girl. If she was, I'm fucking kicking her to the curb.
No, we don't fuck with those people.
Yeah, Gina's not like that either. I don't think any of the girlfriends that we accumulated in the boys group would be like that.
That we've accumulated. That we have collected. The ensemble of women we have put together to fight our battles.
That's funny as fuck. But at the end of the day, fucking going out to eat is the best thing because you get to eat too.
Yes.
And who doesn't like food?
Hey, man.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. I want to go see a movie, but. Like, fucking, I don't really know if there's anything.
Jackass.
Oh, yeah, Jackass.
Go see Jackass.
Go see Jackass.
I heard there was a straight, just absolute,
I'll see that by myself.
Barrage of dicks. That's what I heard.
Pierce gave us a rundown of some of the scenes last night.
Oh, yeah. But, I'm definitely going to see it at some point. It's a good... Cool. I love Jackass. I love Johnny Knoxville.
Yeah. I think the only one I've ever seen in theaters was Bad Grandpa. I don't remember ever going seeing.
Like, I've never seen Jackass I didn't even 3 see or anything. In theaters.
But I saw Bad Grandpa in theaters.
I have a question about Bad Grandpa. Is there a scene where Johnny Knoxville has like a fake old man wiener get stuck in a vending machine?
Yeah. Is it his dick his or balls. Is it his balls?
Balls. It's his balls. Either way.
His balls get like stuck in like a bunch of stuff.
I have to go watch it now. I'm sorry. I'm going to go YouTube it.
This is probably one of my favorites.
Yeah, they're scenes. Like prosthetics. They're like stupid.
Yeah,
long.
It's like stupid stretchy. Like, ah!
Yeah, that's a good one.
I don't know, like, I swear, like, if they are the ones that think of this stuff, they're fucking genius. But, like, if they have. There's got to be, like, a team of, like, writers and other people that are like, okay, dude, let's, how about this one?
It's got to be just them. Like, it's prep.
I think if it's it them, is, I fucking
what's
love
that dude's
it.
Name? Jeff Tremaine, like, the director?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I mean, at the end of the day, they don't really have limits. They'll do just about anything. So they're just, like, can literally just say the craziest thing on planet Earth and someone will volunteer to do it.
Even when they fucking don't volunteer, they have to.
Yeah.
This is the best thing ever fucking made.
My wiener's stuck in the soda machine. This guy's like, the fuck?
Why does it look real?
This guy, his name tag said Gabriel. He's like, Gabriel! This guy's like, what the fuck?
They also have to like film in like places where people won't recognize them. Though.
These people are like, fucking.
I think it was Jackass 2, maybe, or maybe it was. I don't know. I can't remember. They had to do it in Japan, so like nobody would like recognize. I think it was Jackass 2.
I've definitely seen them all, but it's hard to remember. All the Jackasses. I feel like there's
no... Well, there's also a lot of spin-offs. There's, like, Wild Boys and, like...
This lady's like, what's going on? Also, too, like, like, don't. You're gonna...
Oh, God.
There's no way.
Balls stretched to the max capacity.
That's a stretchy dick. Stretchy balls.
Maybe we...
Also, it's so funny, too, because, like, all those, like, it must take so much time to, like, set up. Like, you want to get, like, multiple takes. Like, you want to get takes where, like, you get, like, multiple people's, like, reactions and stuff. So you got to sit there all day.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's true. Some of them have to be one takes because
yeah,
there's like no,
it yeah,
shot that you're gonna. Hit
but I wonder
twice.
Like I wonder one like that, where like he's stuck. Like I wonder if they're like okay, like we're just gonna go. You're gonna be stuck for like 15 minutes and we're done. Or like we're gonna come back in like 5 hours and do it again, because like nobody's gonna be like in the area that remembers it. Because then I mean, because then it's not like you don't get like an authentic reaction, because you can obviously always just not use the footage. But
yeah, dude, sometimes it goes like fucking wrong. I think this one was on Nitro Circus, because I think it was at Travis Pastrana's house on like his big ramp with the foam pit. But Street Bike Tommy, who was like this big chubby dude, and like he would ride on like a street bike and hit jumps and stuff, he fucking hit the jump and went into the foam pit and they lost him for like hours.
Really?
Like, yeah, they had to like do like a rescue mission in the foam pit because like how much weight it pretty much shot him to like the bottom of the foam pit.
What was
and
it?
He was
again?
Just like Street Bike Tommy.
Yeah.
Probably just like a foam pit.
Yeah, I also
think foam stuck in foam
pit. He almost died getting into Nitro Circus, hitting that same exact foam pit, and he overshot it and like fucking almost died. I'm pretty sure. But
that guy's nuts. I remember seeing that guy.
I can't remember who it was, but someone fucking almost fucking straight died on camera on that ramp because they missed it and fucking like hit the side of it with their neck and like got fucked up. Or they hit the like a crane or something. I can't remember what they hit, but they overshot the fuck out of it.
I just remember like all like the different jackass moments where, like, they actually get, like, hurt. Like, Johnny Knoxville, like, broke his ass that one time.
Yeah.
Or they, like, yo, break an arm.
No. Yeah, I don't even want to know how many bones those motherfuckers have broken.
Oh, yeah, I just watched the clip where he goes over the foam pit.
Mm-hmm.
And lands literally flat on his back. Like,
yeah, he fucked himself up.
I don't know how you don't. Like, you're beyond lucky that you didn't just, like, completely fracture, like, your spine. Like, your spine didn't just, like, crumble.
Yeah, 100%.
That's nuts. Yeah, I don't. See, I would, like, I don't care what the occasion. I don't care, like, what the thrill, how much money, like, anything like that. There's literally nothing like that just for me. There's nothing like that on this planet that I'd be like, you know what? I'll do it. It's worth it. Like, I'm not a thrill seeker. So
yeah, I feel like they're adrenaline junkies. And I honestly, like, the dark side of it is, like, a lot of, I don't know if a good amount of them were addicted to, like, heavy drugs.
Yeah.
Like, Steve-O and, like, Bam, to this day, I think, is addicted to opioids.
Yeah, I think
he's no longer a part of anything because of his addiction. And I think adrenaline junkies kind of slightly or have a higher vulnerability to, like, those kind of things.
Yeah, because didn't we talk about it the one time where there was some story, like, with Bam and the Jackass dudes? Didn't they, like, have a part in, like, trying to put him in rehab? And he, like...
We did.
He got all pissed or he got all angry.
Yeah.
But, I mean, like, at that point...
Yeah. I mean, if you try and they don't want to help them...
Yeah.
They're helpless.
Mm-hmm.
At the end of the day. And that's unfortunate. We've been watching that show Euphoria on HBO.
Yeah.
And the season deals heavily with, like, Zendaya's character's, like, drug addiction and everything, and it, like, heavily, like, tries to show, like, drug addicts, like, when they're, like, going through withdrawal and everything, will do anything to get what they want, and that means, like, fucking destroying every relationship in their way to get what they want, which is drugs. They'll fucking destroy their relationship with every family member that they have before. Yeah.
That makes
because the pain from withdrawal is way worse than anything that is in the short term.
Oh, yeah, it's fucking, like, mind-shattering. Your brain needs it.
Mm-hmm.
That makes a lot of sense now, because I saw so much stuff on the fucking Twitter timeline about, like, Zendaya and somebody named Rue, and I was like, what is going on here? Like, what is this from?
Yeah, it's a good show.
Who, I mean, what's her character's name?
Rue.
Okay, that is
that's
okay.
Who they're talking about.
I was gonna say, like, I don't know who these people are. I know
it's like also. It's weird because, like, a lot of the characters are kind of, like, aimed towards a younger demographic.
Yeah.
And I think, like, because it takes place in high school and everything, I think the themes of it are very, like, aimed towards, like, people under the age of 18.
Mm-hmm.
But it's very, like, adult at the same time. Like, it's on HBO, so it's like TVMA. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
So, it's a weird, it's A24 and they make fucking weird shit.
They make a lot of movies.
Yeah. But it's a good show. It's worth a watch.
Yeah, I've been thinking I want to start that. I've been seeing lots of shit about it.
Oh, I started a new show on Netflix. It's a good one. It's a... It's called Murderville. Have you seen this show?
No.
No.
Oh, you gotta watch it. It's a good one. So it's like a crime show. So, like, they have to solve a murder. And the only people, like, there's a special guest every, like, episode. But the special guest doesn't get a script. So they have to improv their entire existence in the show. But everybody else is, like, following, like, a crime drama. And they just, like... Obviously, like, they have to interact with the people, so, like, the people they're talking with, it's, what's that dude's name? Arnett. Bill Arnett? Is that his name?
I don't know.
He's a comedian, but he plays, like, the cop, and he has, like, a new partner every week, and, like, the one I just watched was, like, Marshawn Lynch.
That's gotta be funny.
The first one was Conan, and Conan did really well because Conan's like an actual like comedian, and like he like didn't break at all, and like he just kept completely serious the entire time. It was pretty good.
As far as like
Will Arnett, that's his name.
As far as just like speaking on Conan, because I think Conan's fucking hilarious. But as far as like those talk show hosts go, like they're all comedians, obviously. But
some better than others.
Yeah, some way better than others. But I like Jimmy Fallon. I like Jimmy Kimmel. But like their humor and like the jokes that they make and like the jokes that like they're a part of, they're almost just a little too like planned and forced. That sometimes I just like lose like the humor in it. But
it's all planned and forced.
Yeah,
like, everything is like scripted.
It's, yeah, I mean Conan's is as well. I mean I would assume just because they all are. But, like, his just, like, it feels a little bit more just, like, dry off the rip. Especially that video that I've literally, like, every once in a while, if I think of it, I'll just go back and watch it because it's hilarious. It was right before Super Bowl whatever when the Patriots played the Seahawks. And then he played the new Mortal Kombat game with Marshawn and Gronk. And, like, that video is just, like, absolutely fucking hilarious because Conan just says, like, the funniest shit.
Yeah, I loved it. He did that with a bunch of people. That was, like, my favorite thing from him.
Yeah.
It was, like, dumb gamers or something like that. But, yeah, Conan's good. I do like Stephen Colbert because he has, like, he got, like, kind of upgraded to, like, an actual late-night show. But I watched him a lot, like, growing up, like, on Comedy Central. And then... I don't know. Like, then you, like, if you look at, like, the Graham Norton show, which is, like, a UK, like, late night show, like, it's a lot more fucking raunchy. And, like, I feel like our late night shows have kind of gotten, like, very, like, clean.
PC.
And just PC and everything, because they have to be. But, like, back, even, like, in the 90s and everything, like, there were late night shows, that, like, that were pretty, like, raunchy and bad.
Yeah, I'm...
Because it was late night. That's what it's supposed to be. It's not supposed to be, like, freaking Jimmy Fallon singing songs every episode.
Yeah. I mean, they also had the Chappelle show, bro. Like, motherfuckers had some, like, shit that would 100%
Comedy Central had a lot of stuff that
questionable. Questionable back then, and nowadays is wrong. But, yeah, I don't know.
There's a few of them, though, like you said, that, like, I'm just not, like, a... I'm not, like, a super big fan of.
I personally really don't like Jimmy Fallon. Jimmy Kimmel, sometimes he can be funny.
Yeah.
But, I don't know. I don't. At the end of the day, those two, I think, are the biggest examples of being, like, PC-ified. Like, they, even, like, in 2016, like, Jimmy Kimmel had, or Jimmy Fallon had Donald Trump on the show, and now, like, if he did that, he would never be able to be seen on television.
Well, Jimmy Fallon, like, just recently there was, hang on, my mom just tried to call me. Make sure my recording didn't just cut out. No, we're good to go.
Good sheet.
Hang on, just gonna tell her to call you later. No, stop calling me. She's trying to fucking Facebook Messenger video me. I think it was just recently Jimmy Fallon, like, he was talking because he was on, like, the TV screen. He was, like, talking to Biden, and he was, like, saying something about, like, he said something fucking so dumb. At least he was like, you're bringing class back to the White House and, like, back to, like, the presidency. And I was like, oh, okay. Like, that's what we're doing now. Our talk show hosts are fucking talking to the goddamn president and shit.
Yeah. Wait, he was talking to Joe Biden?
He was talking to Joe Biden. He was like, I want to thank you for bringing class back to the presidency. Oh.
Yeah, that right there. I mean, it's going, like, it's just we're kind of in a fucked up situation in general in the media of every kind. It's either, like, you try to be, like, the Joe Rogans or you try to be the Jimmy Fallons.
Yep.
It's, like, both of those people are playing to a very specific demographic because those are, unfortunately, the demographics that you need to play to be successful right now. and they're both kind of creating the same situation. Both sides are like saying the other one's doing the wrong thing, but they're really in reality doing the same exact thing. Like, they're both trying to fucking destroy the existence of the other sides.
How do you guys feel about Trevor Noah?
I like Trevor sometimes. That's the one on Netflix, right? The Trevor Noah show?
I think so, yeah. I just know him from like clips of...
Wasn't he on Comedy Central too? Or he took over Comedy Central?
Oh, actually, yeah, you're right. The Daily Show. He took over The Daily Show.
Didn't Stephen Colbert used to run that? Or...
No, The Daily Show was Jon Stewart.
Jon Stewart. I liked him.
And Jon Stewart.
I liked him.
Jon Stewart retired. And he's fucking dope, dude. He fights for, like, the firefighters and everything in New York City from 9/11.
I like Jon Stewart.
He's a good dude.
Yeah, he's a good dude. He's got a big beard. That's when you know you're retired. It's just when you start.
Big beard. Fucking.
Jim Carrey looked like that for a while. He had, like, a...
Dude,
ass beard.
I fucking love Jim Carrey, though. Come on, now.
Yeah, now he's Dr. Eggman.
True.
He couldn't give it up.
Dr. Eggman, what's this?
On Sonic.
He's a fucking chameleon, bro. He can do anything.
I never saw that.
Yeah. That's what a good comedian is, a fucking chameleon.
Amen. And, dude, like, you guys are saying...
Played on everybody else's strengths.
Yeah. Yep. Mm-hmm. But yeah, dude, I don't like any of those late night shows. I feel like they used to be good, but like you said, it's all PC now, and they're not even like being comedians. Like, they're just like talking to people and like saying shit that's written down. They probably didn't even write it. So
yeah,
I don't know. It's
I mean, that's what happens with scripted content, though. It's like, mm-hmm. It's not clear to, like, the demographic they're playing to, but it's very clear to people who, like, don't have much interest in it.
Yeah. Yeah, it just sounds
like
bullshit.
At the end of the day, like, we've talked about it before, like, commercials and everything, and, like, just cable television is... They know their demographics. They can see. Like, YouTubers do the exact same thing. It's back to, like, you're playing to your... Playing to the crowd.
Oh, yeah.
Playing the hits.
Got to.
But
you fucking go to.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
I had something I wanted to talk about, but I forgot what it was.
Think on it.
Oh, Pokemon's been going fucking pretty good.
Yeah.
In the end game. I will say that it was a good length of time that they give you, like, to get from beginning to end, which is good.
Not too quick.
No, it didn't feel quick, and it also just feels like there's a lot more to do, which is a good thing. And I feel like Pokemon usually kind of feels like that after you beat, like, the Elite Four or something. It feels like you still have shit to do. And they have, like, in recent times, they've added, like, endgame stuff. So, like, after the credits roll, like, there's a whole other, like, endgame storyline. So, that's good. But there's also, like, mad side quests and stuff in that game. And then, for the completionist, you can fucking try to catch all the Pokemon.
Yeah, I can honestly say that for as long as I play Pokemon and as much as I love Pokemon... I, like, 100% never, like, would beat a game, and I've never, like, just completely filled out the Pokédex. Just, like, literally because, like, I don't know, it's exhausting to think about. And then,
I've tried it once.
Nowadays. I don't know if I can call myself, like, a Pokemon fanatic OG if I've never actually, like, tried to complete a Pokédex. I think just because, like, to me... It's, like, an achievement, but also at the same time, like, it's just basically, like, it's really only for yourself. Like, I put this time in.
Yeah.
Look at this, like, thing I did. Like,
well, it's very difficult because, like, some games don't have all the Pokemon, so you have to, like...
Yeah.
Obviously, like, you have to get Pokemon from the other version of the game to begin with because some Pokemon are, like, version locked.
Which is
so
dumb.
Nowadays, they've made it easier. That's the reason why I got semi-close. I think there's... At that point, there was, like, 800 and something. I got, like, 650 of them, and a lot of it was just from straight wonder trading. I would just like wonder trade all day until, and every single time I would get a new Pokemon, I would just like keep it, and then I would just go out, catch like a bunch of fucking Wurmples or something, and then just wonder trade those until I would get one Pokemon that I needed. And I got to like 650 out of like 8 something.
I like watching like cool videos on YouTube though, where like people have like completed Pokedexes, where like, which is just madness in itself, where like they go into their Pokemon box and they literally have a Bulbasaur, an Ivysaur, a Venusaur, and then like, like to take the time to get 2 or 3 or like 1 for some Pokemon, every single one of them, and then like, okay, I need to evolve this one to get to Venusaur, this one only needs to hit Ivysaur, and then keep this one at Bulbasaur. Like, that's just fucking nuts.
Yeah.
I would never. I could never. I don't have the patience.
I'm trying to do it on this Pokemon Legends game, but it's very difficult because you have to catch like a bunch of one Pokemon to complete their Pokedex entry, so I have to like constantly go in there and kill a bunch of Pokemon.
Good fucking
luck. And clear them out.
Clear your map.
Don't think we don't know how to eat them.
But doing that, releasing them gives you like these little things that you can upgrade your Pokemon with. It pretty much like upgrades their IVs, so you can like max them out.
That's good.
Yeah.
Like the like the vitamins, basically, like proteins, carbos, like those kind of things, how they were in the old games.
Yeah, now they're like rocks and pebbles or something. Nice.
Upgrade.
They did add an item that I think should forever be in Pokemon games. It's literally called Link Cable. It's an item that can be used on Pokemon that need to be traded to evolve.
Yeah.
And so you don't have to trade them anymore. You can literally just use the item kind of like a stone to evolve them.
That's nice. Fuck yeah. I'm a fan of that.
Yeah. Yeah. Need to do it.
We need more. We need more of those things. Some of the stuff they add is like just absolute genius. And it's game changing in the good way. And like we said the other week, some of it's just terrible.
Yeah. Like they're VMAX bullshit that they added where the Pokemon become mega giant monsters. Slightly unnecessary.
No, like that and fucking like Z moves and shit. It's just like, dude, like you just, it's just like you might as well just, it's just a one hit. Just a one hit kill. Like a super overpowered unnecessary one hit kill.
They've phased that out. But they also phased in the giant monsters who fucking do an extreme amount of damage.
Yeah.
Against things that are not giant monsters. So. It is what it is. It's a forever balance. I mean, they have to keep adding stuff to make the game fucking feel new. So I understand that, like, they have to try shit out. At the end of the day, some people just want vanilla Pokemon.
You're never gonna make everybody happy.
That's true.
But
very true.
You can make fucking OG Pokemon users happy just by giving them fucking Pokemon. That's all they need. Wayne's been loving it, dude. Wayne's so hyped with it.
That's good.
He fucking... Yeah.
That TikTok's just covered in shit, and every now and then I'll find something that's useful. I'll just like it for later.
That's hype. There's probably mad new shit or just random shit you're finding out about it just from fucking TikTok and shit.
Most of the stuff that I like has to do with hunting shinies.
Oh.
The other day I fucking scared one away and I don't want that to happen again.
What was it?
Because, like, it was a Mistrevious or whatever, that little ghost Pokemon.
I think you're telling me.
Mistrevious.
But. There's a lot of, like, fucking berry combos and stuff you can do to, like, calm the Pokemon down and make it, like, a guaranteed catch. So, I need to figure out how to do that shit, because right now I'm just whipping Ultra Balls at Pokemon, and they don't like it.
What was I going to say? I have never... I took a picture of it. Let's see if I still have the picture.
I have never caught a shiny. Like, I've never actually, like, been... As long as I play Pokemon, and it amazes me because I'm starting to wonder, like, why. I've never encountered a Pokemon in the wild. The only shiny Pokemon I have ever owned was... And I took a picture of it. This was December 10th, 2020. I think this is when I had COVID, and I was, like, bored, and I wanted to do stuff. In Pokemon Crystal, you get an egg from the daycare person right before Goldenrod City, and it has like a percentage chance to be like one of like seven Pokemon, and I kept like resetting because I wanted the specific one, so I kept like, I'd get it like right before it hatched, walk, hatch it, if it wasn't it, reset, and I got upset because I hatched, I gotta put my camera. Or so I can see if I can show it to you guys. I hatched a fucking shiny Tyrogue. Tyrogue, however you want to pronounce it.
Yeah.
And I fucking took a picture, and then I just fucking shut the game off and turned it back on because I was like,
you reset it.
This ain't the one I want. I was like, this isn't the one I want. I wanted a fucking which one did I want? Hang on. I'm gonna Google real quick the possibilities because at the top of my head I can't remember.
That's good.
Pokemon.
I've Crystal. Never caught a shiny, except for Leaf Green. Maybe.
The odd egg. Yeah, he gives you an odd egg. And you have a chance to get, oh, there's way more than seven. You can get Pichu, Cleffa, Igglybuff, Tyrogue, Smoochum, Elekid, Magni. I believe I wanted a Smoochum.
Smoochum?
I wanted a Smoochum because, like, I've always wanted to use a fucking Jinx. But there's never a good time to use Jinx. And I was like, hey, if I can hatch this Smoochum, I'm going to give me a Jinx. And I got me a Jinx. But,
Expect it.
Yeah. The one I got, I literally hit a 1%. I literally hit a 1% chance on that fucking egg.
That's crazy.
So I was happy. But then I wiped it. Nah, later, bitch. But I took a picture, so I had it.
Yeah.
It did happen.
I have a lot of... I've caught... like one, maybe two shinies in the wild. I had a lot of shinies when I had those 650. I had a lot because what I also was doing was there was a Twitch streamer who would like time up his like wonder trades, and you could time it up, and he would trade shiny Pokemon constantly. And so I would just sit in his Twitch chat and time it up, and I would get it pretty consistently. And I would like match up with him, I'd get a free shiny Pokemon.
Fucking dope.
But it also, if you used your Twitch Prime and everything, you got a free shiny Pokemon every month, and you got to pick which one you wanted. So do that too.
That's sick. That Wonder Trade.
Yankee still does that.
Really? Is there Wonder Trading in this one? Can you just like get?
No, there is trading though. I figured out that you could actually trade with people.
How?
Tell Wayne I'll trade him some.
Oh shit. Can you trade real regular Switch to Switch Lite?
Yeah.
I mean, I imagined I was just fucking.
Nah, Switch Lite is just like the fucking. The handheld. More handheld one. They're the same thing. They honestly have probably the same exact thing inside of them if I had to make strong guess. They're both 720p.
Yeah. Yeah, that makes sense.
Except for the new Switch. The new Switch is just 1080.
Whoa. Holy shit.
Future.
Future.
The Xbox is fucking 4K 60 or 4K 120. And then Nintendo's like, yeah, we got 1080 60.
God damn. Yo, I had a question about those trades. Do you guys remember Game Boy trading?
Wonder Trade. Yeah, with the link cable.
Boom. Yeah. Dude, boom, that boom, was the boom, only boom, time boom, I ever boom, traded. Boom. That shit.
Yeah.
It was legendary.
Tyler Lysa used to trade me and Jackson fucking these Chinese Pokemon. I don't know. This was like, I don't even know. Maybe 2007, 2006. I don't know how the fuck he was getting Chinese Pokemon at that point on a Game Boy.
Yeah, what? That's weird.
But yeah, he would give us like legendary Pokemon, and it was just like a bunch of Chinese or Japanese characters, most likely.
Yeah. You know what that probably was? It could have just been a bootleg fucking version he was playing or some shit.
Not very much.
Probably, probably had a game shark.
What it was.
And he fucking traded your shit.
Either bootleg or hit a game shark. I remember my cousin Nash had a fucking...
The game shark. That was the name. I was thinking shark, and I was like, "There's no way to fucking Nintendo
you plugged
shark.
Into like the you plugged into like the back the game the... spot, and then the game plugged into the game shark." And I remember too, his one game. Yep. I don't know exactly how it happened or if it like if it was fixed when they would just like reset and start a new game and like wipe the save file, but it fucked up his save file to where like it like locked his character into being on the bike, but like it would go indoors and he would walk the normal speed, but he would stay on the bike, and then like when he would go around the map his character would like legit like glitch, so it just like fucked the save file up.
Yeah,
I'm not gonna lie, I think I had that happen too, or I played a lot of shitty emulators and a lot of dumb shits went wrong.
Yeah,
so
he did it like it made the fucking... I think it made the game like glitch out.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you know that some old games have, like, built-in anti-pirate systems?
Really?
So, like, if, like, the game... These were, like, games that were, like, on, like, old Nintendo systems and, like, PlayStation 1 and stuff. They had, like, built-in, like, systems that, like, if it detected that the game was, pirated, it would, like, pretty much, like... It wouldn't like keep you in one specific spot of the game where it would sometimes like just thousands of enemies would spawn and just like fuck you up and kill you endlessly, or there were ones where like it was just like some motherfucker that just is like fuck you, you pirate, and you just kill you. And
this is fucking wild.
There's even some old games that I've like played that like literally just give up on. There was a Yu-Gi-Oh! Game that I had for Game Boy, and I literally gave up on it because, like, for some reason, I could not figure out where to go and how to, like, move on. And it was, like, it was impossible. And I, like, literally couldn't find anybody, like, on YouTube because, like, it was such a weird game for somebody to make, like, a playthrough of.
Yeah.
Like, we're talking, like, a fucking Yu-Gi-Oh! Game probably made, like, 2006 or, like, whenever. Like, nobody's doing walkthroughs. Like, hey, guys, here's my walkthrough of fucking... Yu-Gi-Oh! I think it was called Reshef or Re-something of Darkness or of Destruction, maybe. And it was like, it was one of those games which it pisses me off about games, like RPGs and stuff like that.
It was on Game Boy?
It was on Game Boy, but it was one of those games where just because of like how they make the game or how it's coded, you can go to like a certain part of like the map. You can go to like a certain part of like this town in the beginning, and you challenge this guy to a duel, or he runs up on you and is like, oh, you're the legendary Yugi Moto, and then he, like, challenges you to a duel, but you're not strong enough yet, like, you don't have stronger cards to, like, match him, so you just get shit on every time, and, like, I shit you not, probably for, like, 7 hours of gameplay, I would sit there the days that I would play it, and I would, like, strategize, like, okay, how do I beat this dude with these shitty cards? And, like, sometimes it would look like, I'm on the right path. I was like, maybe it's just RNG. Maybe I just need to get really lucky with, like, the cards I get, with the cards he gets, and then, like, I'll be fine. And I could never, for the life of me, figure it out. And then, like, it turns out, like, that's not the way you're supposed to go, or that's not the thing you're supposed to do. You're supposed to go somewhere else. But it's upsetting because the game, like, lets you do it. And I hate games like that to where, like, you can just, like, glitch it more or less, like, going to a different part of the map and, like, doing this, like, quest more or less, but you're not technically supposed to be doing it yet. So it's like, fuck.
Dude, I had a Yu-Gi-Oh! Game on Game Boy as well, and I don't remember what it was called, but I remember it being very difficult and not being able to make it very far and just replaying the same part over and over.
Yeah, you're
over
like,
again.
Come on. You're like, this has got to be it. Like, I got to just get lucky. And I had a Dragon Ball Z game like that, too.
Mm-hmm. I had that Dragon Ball Z game. And
you did?
Yeah, dude. And I'm pretty sure I had that Yu-Gi-Oh! Game, too, but, like, I know you guys are older than me, but I was, like, I mean, I was a kid, but I was, like, dumb. Like, I could not figure that shit out. Like,
no, it was hard.
And I would, like,
the Dragon Ball Z game specifically.
It makes me wonder if I go back to play those games, if it would still be hard, or if it was actually generally just extremely difficult.
Honestly, I'm going to see if it I'm going to see if it's in my, like, pile of, like, electronic stuff I brought from my house or if it's at my mom and dad's. And if it is, I'm literally going to find out tonight. I'm like, all right.
I would like to review.
Time to test if I'm worthy or not.
We need a review.
You just go that direction one last time.
You just find out. Be like, holy shit. Dude, I mean it, though. Like, when I tell you I spent hours, I would literally, like, because you had, like, a deck and, like, a bunch of, like, cards in, like, your bank and stuff like that. And I would literally look through the cards over and over and over and be like, okay, I put, like, this many of this cards. I'm going to take these cards out. Like, trying to build the perfect strategy to be like, okay, if I draw these cards, can do this. Nope, not having it. And that Dragon Ball Z game, I don't know, I can't remember what it was called. Dragon Ball Z Game Boy.
Dude, all I know is...
Oh, it's Dragon Ball Z, the Legacy of Goku.
Oh, yeah.
And
shit was
for some reason in that game too, it's the same exact fucking thing. You get to like, you just get to a part and you just don't know what's going on.
Dude, was that the one? I had one on Game Boy. Oh, that was on Game Boy too.
Mm-hmm.
I had one on Game Boy as well. That was difficult. I can't remember. I remember you start off as like either a young Goku or Goku's son. And I remember it being very difficult from the bat and not making it past that part. Because I want to say it was like... I don't remember what you even did in it that made it difficult. But yeah, Game Boy games, I think, sound
totally hard. There it is. There's a fucking... There's a GBA long play, Dragon Ball Z, the Legacy of Goku. Hang on, I'm going to find out if this is it. I'm just going to go to like a... Yep, this is the fucking game. Let me see, Dylan. Is this one yours? Is this the one you fucking played? Because this is the exact one I played.
That is it.
Yeah, literally, like, in this area, too, where, like, you're running around. These, like, dogs are, like, whooping your ass. And you can fly.
That's not the one I played.
You can fly, but, like, you can fly. You fly, like, a limited amount. And you gotta pick up those little green orbs. I just, like, no idea what's going on. Like, they just didn't explain that shit good enough. I was like, what's going on here?
Yeah, I remember this shit. I remember just dying a lot.
I remember this. I remember flying around. And, like, it's funny, too, because, like, it's funny to look at it now and, like, use it as an excuse, but you honestly can. Games like this, like, it's a Game Boy. Like, how much do you, like, how high do you expect, like, the quality and, like, the graphics to be for a Game Boy? But to be fair, a lot of those games, like, you are kind of held back from doing things just because, like, the quality is so shitty that, like, you really can't see very well on the screen of, like, things around you. And that was what it was for that Yu-Gi-Oh! Game, because, like, you get into a train cart, and I didn't know how to exit the train cart. Like, I was like, where's the door? I, like, can't tell where the fucking door is because it looks so weird. And you had to do some... Somehow I got through the door, but I don't know, like, how I did it. It was, like, some weird thing where I just had to, like, go up against the wall and, like, fucking, like, hold A and, like, press the buttons a weird way and then, like, finally somehow got off the train. But then I got stuck again. I didn't know where else to go. Games like that, it's just weird.
Mm-hmm.
But.
Yeah, I can't find the one that I'm thinking of. But if I ever do find it, I will let you know. Maybe? Dude, it was 100% on Game Boy.
Was it Indiana Jones?
No, it was Dragon Ball Z. I remember it very clear being Dragon Ball Z. I'm trying to... Because what I'm remembering is there was a little town that you had to walk around. And there's three Dragon Ball Z games. The one, the Boo's Fury, looks like it might be it. Because I remember the cover of that game.
Dude, where were we talking about that guy?
Everybody out there's got one of those fucking games, or at least most people do. They have one of those games that's like always sticks with them because they're like, you know, man, I can never fucking beat that game.
Yeah, I have a lot of those games.
I have a lot of those as well.
It's really just those two, honestly. I had like a Donkey Kong game that like my sister and I like we like to play like back and forth, take turns on, but. Other than that, like, it was really only Pokemon games I played. Like, we always, you know, you always beat those just because, like, you're set up to beat it.
Mm-hmm.
Mine is more so because when I was younger, I used to go to Blockbuster all the time. Yeah. And so I would get the game for like a week.
Yep.
And I would try to beat it in that week's time. And if I did it,
like,
I would probably never see that game ever again. Unless like I rent it again, but like I could go rent a new game and try something else. I rarely ever came back around.
Yeah. I remember my mom used to let me do that. She used to let me rent games. Like, dude, do you guys remember the days of like fucking Friday night, like we're going to Blockbuster to get a movie to watch? Those were the days.
Best yeah. days.
And my mom would always let me rent a game because there'd be times where I was like, I don't want to watch a movie, can I rent a game instead? And she was like, yeah, so you play the game while they watch the movie. But I remember there was a Star Fox game I rented, and I was having the time of my fucking life, and we had to fucking give it back because like the rent it was up. And I was like, you know, man, that sucks because I really wanted to play this fucking game.
Dude, I did that so many times. I think I did that with probably every Final Fantasy that was out prior to, like, 2009. I don't know. On, like, fucking PlayStation 1, I would go and fucking play all these random weird games of swords. And I wouldn't know what I was doing, and I would never do anything. I would just, like, look at it and be like, oh, wow. Like, I'd get into a fight and just not, like, I'd just die, like... Yeah.
I remember my dad had all these games that were rated like M that I wasn't allowed to play, but those were the ones that I always really wanted to play, and I would, but he wasn't around. Nothing like great. It was like fucking GoldenEye was on there.
Ooh.
I remember that GoldenEye game pretty vividly on PS1, because you would drive at the beginning, you'd drive in like a car and blow shit up. There was also I don't know. They were just gory games. Like, not made for a 5-year-old child.
Not made for children's eyes.
Yes.
But hey, that's what gets you addicted to video games for the rest of your existence.
Yeah, doobie. Thinking about all the games, I mean, we've all played, but like, bad. Like, we were playing games, like, that was sort of like our iPad, but like we just had to like figure random shit out. Our parents weren't like helping us play these games. We were just fucking like trial and error, fucking up hundreds of times.
Yeah. Hey man, we have a skill that some people definitely do not have. We can pick up a controller and play any game in front of us, because you don't even, half the time you don't even have to play the tutorial and you'll know how to play it.
Mm-hmm. That's what's crazy. I mean, like, it definitely could be a skill going forward. I mean, pro players make a fuck ton of money, but, like, droning and shit, I mean, I know fucking... controllers have had to help you, like, with your drone. Oh, yeah, like, exact 100%. So, there's functionality to it, too.
I say it every single time, like when some old person asks me about them, like, yeah, it's a pretty much a video game. It's no different. Because you're looking at a screen of a camera viewpoint that is not your eyes. It's not that much different.
So, dude, I would argue. I could make an argument. I bet you there's tons of studies out there. I remember, Dylan, you did that one thing that one time that, like, video games doesn't lead to, like, violence or IRL violence and shit like that, because it doesn't. Like, none of us have fucking, I mean, we're perfect examples. We have, what's there, how many of us, seven of us, six of us, seven, us three,
six.
Andrew, Jake, Justin, Jackson, seven.
Seven.
No, that's eight. I can't count. Wait a minute. Us three.
Three.
Andrew, Justin, Jackson, Jake. That's seven. Holy shit. Seven. I don't know how many friends I have. That's awkward. Sorry, guys. I don't know how many best friends I have. I gotta count. So many of you fuckers can't keep track. But so, all of us, like, completely different people for the most part. Different interests, different backgrounds. Like, none of us have any... maybe just me. In a tiny little bit. Like, but, like, anger or, like, aggression. Like, none of that shit. But I would argue... I would go out, fucking hot take for you right here. Hour, probably, oh no, because we start a little late. Just about the hour into the SDP, 92. I would argue that playing video games, certain video games, actually helps develop you into like a more like well-rounded individual in certain aspects, like not probably like social, obviously maybe social skills, because sometimes you talk to people in game chat, but specifically like hand-eye coordination, decision making, like things along that nature, because there's a lot of video games out there that like not Call of Duties and things in like first person shooters, more or less, I mean a little bit, but I would argue games like MOBAs are probably like a really good example of like not only hand-eye coordination but like decision making most of all, because like games like Smite, especially when you're playing like Conquest, like the entire time you're playing, your actions are based solely off of like decision making. Like, okay, I'm gonna go here, I'm gonna do this, I'm gonna use this bit, I'm gonna press this button at this time and like hope it works. So
strategy is transferable in all walks of life,
without a doubt.
I mean, it's just like practice, you know what I mean? It's practice for anything.
The frontal lobe, your frontal lobe is what's responsible for like decision making.
I mean, anything that fucking makes your brain move it, I think is good.
Yeah.
I think, like, fucking iPad fucking YouTube videos makes your brain stop and rot.
Right here. This is it. This is what you see. Fucking turn this real quick. Fucking this is what you see nowadays. Kids. I love that meme. Just fucking kids on their iPad. Just no iPad. Got my iPad right here, just fucking chilling, bro. Yeah, mom, what was that? This is all you see, just kids that do that fucking little, like, couch lean with their iPads. I don't know how kids fucking sit like that and they're comfortable. It's weird. I could not sit literally, like, hunched over, ass in the air. I need a nice soft chair with a fucking pillow or a blanket.
Their bodies are still fucking new. They don't have back issues.
Yeah. They're not like us, old fucking men.
They will have back issues because of that stance.
I'm 24 going on 42.
The generation of the scoliosis. I would like to see scoliosis cases over time. I guarantee they have increased significantly.
Oh, I bet. There's a lot of things I would
iPad usage rates
increased
in scoliosis graphs.
Well, isn't there like some like thing with like the neck or like humans' necks are starting to like curve in more because we're looking down?
I know the term. I want to say it, but I'm probably going to be way off, so I'm going to look it up first to see if I'm right. I have it in my head, though. I'm not cheating. I just want to make sure I'm... Because I know, like, it's basically like the... It's like the upper version of like anterior pelvic tilt. Same thing with like sitting, where you get stretched glutes and hamstrings and shortened hip flexors. So like your pelvis basically shifts down, which is why like you have people that like their gut pushes out and then their butt sticks up and like they have such that curve in their spine. That is called, I believe it's called upper cross syndrome. Because I know for a fact the other one is lower cross syndrome. Yeah, upper cross syndrome is also referred to as proximal or shoulder girdle cross syndrome. Tightness of the upper trapezius and levator scapulae. So your traps and your scapula. And yeah, you're like this. Fucking.
Yeah, we're just going to be ducks one day.
We are. We're literally going to be ducks. Oh, which is why anybody out there who's listening to this wonderful podcast, I already walked you through some stretches for your lower back and your fucking hip complex earlier in the cast. But if you go to the gym, if you're an active, you know, gym goer, workouter, or if you got a resistance band at home and you can find a way to like lock it into a place to where you can pull on it, you should really consider doing face pulls. And you can even do them sometimes, like you can try to find a way to do it like with a towel. You should do face pulls. So you grab the weight or the resistance, and all you're gonna do is you're gonna take it hands like this, and you wanna think about trying to fly your elbows out as far as you can. And you basically want to try to pull whatever you're holding directly to your forehead, like you're trying to fucking drive it through your forehead like this. You just want to be like this, and you want to go bam. And that right there, if you do some of those on a daily basis, you are going to counteract so many things that we do as far as looking down, being hunched over, arms in front, because we live like this. Everything's in front. So you want to strengthen those rear or those posterior deltoids, your upper trap, and then the tiny little muscles like within your scapula, your rhomboids, and such. those are exercises you should honestly, you could honestly do every day, and like it wouldn't hurt you. It would do way more good than harm. Highly 10 out of 10. So you start working out, training. If you got a way to do that, I'd pick that up. Try to throw in some face pulls.
Face pulls. I'm on the wave. You guys should be on it too.
Yeah. If there's two exercises out there, I think everybody should do every day. It's gonna be hip thrust and face pulls. You'll thank me later.
Hip thrust. That's the glute tightness. That's the.
Hey. Yeah.
Okay, I got it. I got that one down.
Humans have terribly weak glutes, and we have terribly weak like upper trap, posterior deltoids, because of how we live. So. Recommend people give it a shot. I'm actually just gonna get up and give a quick stretching right now. Let me keep going. Sitting is a thing. But yeah.
Hell yeah. Oh, did you see the Kanye shit that's going on with him and Kim?
Bro, that shit.
Somebody told me he changed his name to just Ye.
Yeah, but I'm just gonna call him.
I'm still gonna call him Kanye. I don't give a fuck.
Time for his Hubble balloon. I don't know.
But what exactly happened? Like, did he buy a house across from her? And
yeah, he bought a house across the street from her. I mean, so there's two sides to this. I can see where he's coming from, but I also think he's fucking goddamn, he's fucking crazy. But so pretty much, like, he's alleging that like Kim's like pretty much like trying to take him out of like his children's lives, and like she's doing everything she can, and she's like being controlled by like her. The CFO of her company, who's like her media, like manager, like pretty much tells Kim where to go and pretty much how to beat Kim Kardashian.
Where you gotta go? What you gotta post?
Yeah,
do this, and you make money.
Recently, like, or like a couple months ago, actually, like Kanye was like all over like social media, like saying like Kim was like trying to like keep him away from like his, I think it was. North's birthday party,
yep.
If I remember correctly.
Mm-hmm.
He, like, she wasn't giving him the address or anything, and he was just, like, trying to be a father. And, eventually, like, he got the address from, like, I think one of Kim's sisters. I can't remember who finally gave. I think it might have been, like, Kylie and Travis.
Kylie, Chloe, fucking Kendall.
But recently, like, he was back on Instagram pretty much saying that, like, Kim is, like, not letting him, like, be a father because, like, she's, like, putting, like, North all over TikTok, like, without his permission, and, like, he doesn't, like, approve of, like, his daughter being on TikTok, and, like, he should have a say in that, and, like, he took it to Instagram, and then, like, Kim was saying that, like, I don't know, fucking Kanye's crazy, blah, blah, blah. Yeah,
she tried twisting it, because he, like, if you read what he said, he's, like, super articulate with his words. He, like, was literally saying, like, I don't, like, consent to this. Like, there's age restrictions.
Yeah, which is 100% TikTok. Understandable.
TikTok's fucked up, bro. Like, you can see some dark shit on TikTok before it gets taken down.
He's a smart guy. All things considered.
Yeah.
Dude, at the end of the day, and another big thing is, like, his dad was not, like,
His mom, like, prevented his dad from being in his life, which, from what he said in his posts, and, like, he doesn't want that to be the same.
Right. Yeah, exactly. Which is 100% understandable. This is his child. I just don't, I think, like, the unfortunate thing is, like, TMZ is, like, spinning, like, things against him very heavily, and, like, it's driving him crazy, because he's literally just trying to, like, protect his children. And, like, be a father, and, like, everything's in the public eye, and, like, everybody thinks he's just, like, being Kanye.
That's the annoying thing about the media. Honestly, it's, like, I don't know the media's, like, perspective, but at least from my, like, opinion, the media is, like, the only people who care about the things the media put out. Like, what normal people...
No.
What people out there, minus, like, those weird, like, super fans that you see, like, stories on, or, like, the weird people that do, like, the crazy shit, what people out there legitimately, like, wake up in the morning, go on their phone to, like, read the latest fucking article about, like, where Kim K had lunch yesterday, and, like, the pictures the paparazzi took of her, like, really? Like, are you that obsessed?
Yeah.
That, like, that kind of shit matters? And I just don't get the point. I just don't get, like, the point of, like, the paparazzi, like, doing those things.
Yeah. Like, I mean, there are, like, weird motherfuckers, especially probably with, like, Kim Kardashian and them, who, like, will 100% do that.
Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Watching, like, it's just so weird.
Yeah. I'm watching weird. Pam and Tommy on Hulu right now, which is about, like, Pam Anderson and,
Tommy Lee's
like sex tape or whatever, which is a huge moment in the internet because that was like the first like viral thing that kind of like pushed videos on the internet forward.
Yeah.
Ironically, and but it shows a lot about like how Pam Anderson during that time was literally just like a sex object, like on Baywatch. Like, she was there for nothing but like her tits, and like it. Like, even with her relationship with, like, Tommy Lee, like, it's very clear that, like, he's, like, there because she's, like, Pam Anderson.
Well, yeah, and, I mean, like, that's just, like, the same thing with
Madonna. He uses her as, like, a, you know. But
the thing is,
like, Pam Anderson was, like, very against this show, and honestly, I think it kind of, like, it's a fucking comedy at the end of the day to begin with. It's, like, satire. It's, like, fucking over the top half the time, but it does like kind of shine a light on like how she was treated during that time, and like the reason she hates it is because she hates that moment in time. Like, she feels like violated. Mm-hmm. And which is very understandable, like her, and it pretty much just boils down to like shines a good light on her, but it's also like her darkest moment, so I understand why she really wanted nothing to do with it.
100%.
It's kind of like a weird, shitty thing.
Tommy Lee was probably all about it, because fucking this is like the second
movie
in like 3 years that came out about him, so he's probably just fucking breaking in money because he ain't got none coming in.
Paparazzi pissed me off. Yeah. I'm glad I'll never be that famous where paparazzi will follow me and take pictures of me, because like I would literally get so fucking pissed off and frustrated.
Yeah. No, thank you. I couldn't deal with that shit.
Because I love those.
I could never even do it, like, be paparazzi. Like, that's so fucked. Like, your life is just revolves around like fucking
drama,
stalking people, pretty much.
Yeah,
I remember seeing a clip of Andrew Garfield and fucking Emma Stone. Yeah, they were like in a car going somewhere, like pulling out of somewhere, and like the paparazzi were all over the place, and like he literally had to physically get out of the passenger seat to stand in front of the car to like get her to like drive, because they obviously wouldn't get out of the way, but they have to like get out of the way so they're not like super super close to him. So he had to, like, stand in front of the vehicle for allow it to, like her to, like, pull forward. And he tried to get back in the car, and then they stand in front of the vehicle. And then she can't move. And then he'd get out of the car and do it again. And, like, you're literally, like, trying to turn onto the street, and they're standing, like, in your way, in your view. You can't see. And, like, at the end of the video, it, like, I was so triggered. Like, the one paparazzi goes, God, why is he so mad? Like, you're surrounding the vehicle he's in when they're just trying to pull out. Like, get your fucking 4 pictures and leave. Why does it matter that much? Like, they're not going to talk to you, one. They're not going to, like, get out and do, like, a fucking photo shoot and pose for you. Like, I don't know. It's the weirdest thing to me. Like, I would literally, if I was a celebrity, like, I would not be able to hold back from just, like, jaw-jacking somebody.
Yeah, I mean, there has to be, like, strategies in paparazzi. That's probably, like, to get them stupid mad so they start yelling so they can like, get that on camera.
You want the hottest fucking, the hottest take, the, oh my God.
Yeah, if Andrew you can tell they're not going to talk to you, then you got to get them mad.
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
It's just weird because, like, there's laws in California that, like, slightly protect paparazzi.
Yeah, which is fucking stupid.
Because there's some states where you're not legally allowed to take a picture of someone without their consent. California fully allows it. There's, like, a whole, like, industry, like, surrounding, like, taking pictures of people against their will.
Yeah.
And California is fully for it.
And I don't know if there's, I don't know if you know, like, is there laws that work, like, the opposite way that say, like, things paparazzi, like, 100% can't do, or, like, if they do it, then, like, basically, like, all other rights, like, null and void? Because I've noticed in the videos I've seen, like, they are very good at making sure that, like, they get as close as possible without coming into contact with, like, the celebrities. Yeah. And, like, how they maneuver, like, they're just, like, they do it perfectly to make sure they're not, like,
obstructing. I think they're... Yeah, I mean, obviously it falls into, like, they if they touch the fucking person, then, like, they're...
Yeah, they're I mean, like, if, like, yeah, if you're one of those people and the paparazzi, like, grabs your arm, then, like, full-on self-defense. You can just smack the dude in the face a couple times. Be like, you grabbed me in the fucking arm. What do you want me to do?
Yeah. I'm pretty sure Alec Baldwin has punched multiple members of the paparazzi.
Do you remember that clip of that guy, like, on, like, some red carpet or, like, at some event? He's, like, interviewing Will Smith, and then he, like, Will Smith, he, like, tries to go give Will Smith a hug, and Will Smith's like, all right, and then I think he, like, tries to, like, kiss him on the, he kisses him on the cheek, and Will Smith, like, pushes him away, he's like, hey, and then he, like, backhand slaps him in the fucking cheek, he's like, don't do that. It's the same shit I would do, just give him a little slap upside the head, like, the fuck you doing? Don't touch me like that.
That's funny.
It's hilarious, dude.
Yeah. But, yeah, it's just odd. Because the reason why I know about those, like, laws against, like, taking picture of people or recording them without their permission is because of McJugger Nuggets.
Yep.
It's because, like, I think he wasn't, like, legally allowed to, like, record, I think it was Brian, the dude that was, like, doing the documentary on him.
Mm-hmm.
Because there was, in New Jersey, you're not allowed to record people without their permission.
Yeah, because I remember that being a whole part of, like, the video when they went out there to, like, trash his apartment. And, like, I remember afterwards when he, like, would release, like, the behind-the-scenes footage or, like, the stuff post-Psycho series. Like, I remember the one video talking about how, like, he was like, yeah, he's like, he did a really good job. Nobody noticed that it's literally just him driving them around. It's, like, him as, like, the other quote-unquote, like, guys or, like, people in the background. He's just using, like, a different voice every time to, like, sell it. And, like, it's just funny. You can kind of tell. You get a hint of it. You know something's up.
Yeah.
But.
I watched one of his videos the other day. Did you watch it long enough? Do you know who Swift is? It was, like, the big ginger kid.
Yeah.
He has transitioned into a female. And, like, I saw it on Instagram. And I was like, what the fuck happened? The last time I watched McJugger Nuggets, this is not what was going on.
I remember whatever clip or whatever video it's from, he's like, Psycho Dad's like on the porch with like Jesse, and there's a bunch of people on the porch, and the one kid's like, no, JT gave me the house, I won the house. And then, like, somebody's on the porch and he's like yelling and they're like, daddy, chill. And
Psycho Dad just goes, what
the hell is even that? Fotini and I fucking loved that part. We literally just sat in the kitchen the other day and I just played it over and over and over because it's just like the funniest fucking response in the world. He's just like, what the hell is even that? Oh my god.
Yeah, I saw that one. That's a good one. That shit became like a soundbite.
Yeah, good on them though for like continuing. Honestly, like, props to his family for like continuing to like do this, just like,
yeah,
these roles. Everybody knows it's fake. Like, obviously Jesse pays them, and like, but to still like enjoy it enough to be like, yeah, let's keep it going, like, let's do more stuff. Like, I don't know, it's just kind of weird, but at the same time, yeah, like, props to them.
I mean, yeah, they must find actual enjoyment out of it, or else it wouldn't be worth it.
Yeah. I mean, and, like, they're making money.
Uncle Larry still has a YouTube channel. He does a podcast every fucking series, like, every day.
But, like, and that's a perfect example, too, of, like, really just taking advantage of what you have, and then, like, if you enjoy it enough, like, you just keep it going. Like, it just, Larry's Lounge, I think it was just, like, meant to be, like, a kind of add-on to McJugger Nuggets, but then, like, he ran with it, and they did cool stuff, and he's, like, a chill dude, him and Joe.
Yeah. I mean, they get, like, 3,000 views every episode. Yeah.
Like, he does his own
for
little,
an old
like,
dude, that's not bad.
He does, like, his own little, like, story, too. Like, I've seen, like, the titles of the videos, then, like, you can obviously tell they're, like, they're fake and they're scripted, but That's cool.
Yeah. I mean, his son helps out too, so it's probably like fun for him to like do something with his son. So.
And again,
all around, the McJuggernauts clan is happy. Yeah, exactly. McJuggernaut's definitely lost. I don't know, dude. I don't know if anything he ever says is serious, but according to him, in that whole story fire thing, he lost a lot of money. I think that was pretty serious because, like, he actually had to, like, dissolve the company.
Yeah.
Actually, no. That's not what happened. The day that it was supposed to dissolve, he saved it and he put more money into it.
Yeah, dude, it's just nuts, honestly.
And got called out for pretty much, like, trying to, like, rug pull, be like, oh, it's gone,
and then
check it out before it's gone.
Oh, it's not gone. Sorry, it's still good.
Yeah.
What else is this? I was gonna say like one last thing about that. How was it? Yeah, no, just what you said. Like, I don't know if he's being serious or not. I literally, like, I honestly haven't, like, watched his videos until, like, since the Psycho series ended, and then, like, I was over with it. I was like, oh, it's cool, like, good for him. Like, he's gonna go do his thing now, do whatever else, so, like, that's awesome, but, like, no. After the whole Psycho series, I'll never believe, if I ever watch his videos again, I'll never, like, truly believe a word that comes out of his mouth, because, like, he's a pretty good actor, and he just looks like a fucking liar.
Yeah. I mean, I was reading through the comments, like, on his most recent video that I watched, and, like, it seems like the people that watch his videos are, like, pretty diehard. Like, they're commenting like they've been there for a long time. Yeah. It seems like, because, I mean, his subscribers have not moved very much since the days of the Psycho series, which was upwards of 7-8 years ago at this point. Which is kind of crazy.
Talking about, like, diehard fans. I imagine it wasn't, like, there's no way it, like, those people were in on it. But I always think about those fucking people. Do you remember that video he made up for his dad? Like, his, like, 1 million juggies to, like, show his dad that, like, YouTube's a, like, thing in the Psycho series?
Yeah.
My heart goes out to those fucking kids that sat there in front of this video camera, read this fucking scripted piece of paper so he could, like, cut it together and, like, make it into a video for his father. They're over here, like, I'm gonna help McJuggernaut. I'm gonna save McJuggernaut's life. I'm gonna make his dad realize that, like, YouTube is a job, and we're gonna, like, we're gonna keep this thing going. And they're so invested, dude. I feel so bad for those kids. They're so invested, and, like,
I didn't even think about that.
Imagine being one of those kids, dude, and then, like, the Psycho series ends, and you're like, wait, it's fake? What about the video I made for, like, for your dad? Oh, my God. No. This shit got me geeking.
I didn't even think about that.
Yeah. Isn't it?
I will say that I'm in one of his Q&A videos from that time.
Let's go. Troy McGinty 4.
He said at the end of it, I remember very vividly, I was so hyped. He's like, that was one of the best questions I've gotten so far.
Well, what was your username at that point that you put the question under?
It should just be Dylan Gethner. Okay. I think it was on Twitter.
What was your question?
I can probably find the Q&A episode if I really tried. But it was literally just like something very simple. But like, he talked about it for like a solid like 10 minutes. It was like, when did you start realizing that, like, you could start doing YouTube, like, full-time? Yeah. And, like, he went, like, pretty in-depth with, like, the whole lawnmower.
I think I remember that because you had told us about it, and I remember going to watch that that video.
Yeah, shout out to McJuggernauts.
Shout out to McJuggernauts. Like,
talked to him once via Twitter.
Dude. You know what I was thinking about the other day? Because you just said, like, talking, like you talked to him one time. I was in one of those weird mindsets where I was thinking about, like, really random shit. And I was like, you know, it's really fucked up that there's people in this world that I'll never get to meet or talk to. And, like, you, like, idolize them. Like, the fact that, like, they're just a human being. But, like, the fact that I'll never get to, like, speak a word to Aaron Rodgers. I'll never get to, like, like, even so much as, like, my fucking, like, the guys, the boys that I follow and watch on Smite. Like, the fact that, like, they're literally just famous because they play a video game and there's a chance, like, I don't know, not, like, I'm like supposed to meet them or talk to them, but like the fact that I never will, and like I literally like
they feel like not untouchable, but it just feels like it's just the reality. You'll never actually meet them.
Yeah, it's like it's a weird feeling. Like I said, it's not like I'm supposed to or like I expect to like meet them or talk to them, mm-hmm. but like just how much you like follow them and like you're invested in like the things they do, but they have like literally just no idea who you are. And you're like, damn, that sucks. But if they ever, the plan is for next year's Smite World Championship in early January. The plan is they want it to be in person at HRX in Georgia. So I am going. If it's in person, I'm going.
Do it.
I told myself that after COVID, the next fucking high-res expo that they have in SWC, I'm going to make sure I get out there.
That would be fun.
Where
in Georgia is their studios?
That's a really good question. I want to say
Georgia.
Fucking Alpharetta.
Alpharetta, Georgia.
Alpharetta, Georgia. Which literally, I don't know where the fuck that is.
What?
Like, is this like some? Where is this? Like some greater
township? Southwest Georgia.
North. Let's see if I can get a like a zoom out of like a county. It looking like, I don't know how well you know your geography of Georgia. It's it's north of Atlanta.
Okay.
It's north of Atlanta. It's around fucking Johns Creek, Roswell, Crabapple.
Oh, I love those.
Oh.
Yeah, I wonder how far it is. Because I know, like, a lot of them live in Atlanta.
Yeah.
They live right in Atlanta, but I don't know how far of a...
I feel like it would have to be, like, somewhere near...
Yeah.
A major city.
But, I mean, not too bad. I mean, like, that's not terrible. It's doable.
No. No. Hit it.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, I did see that, in Yonkers, which is like slightly above where Melissa lives. Yonkers is like right above the Bronx. They just opened like some big, like I think the biggest film studio on the East Coast.
Really?
Yeah. Which is pretty crazy because for a long time, a lot of the studios were in Georgia.
Yeah.
And a lot of them are moving like out of there, it appears.
28
Netflix
miles.
Netflix built like a giant fucking studio in Georgia recently.
God damn.
Georgia's the spot.
Yeah, that place is, their studio is 28 miles out of Atlanta.
Oh, that's not bad at all. That's like fucking from here to fucking.
It's like.
Slippery Rock?
Yeah. But, yeah, cool shit.
Fuck
so.
You, Derek.
Fuck Derek, it's from Derek, but come.
I had to go to Slippery Rock the one day, and I was driving through, and I'm like, this is the shittiest place I've ever
been. It's where he met his best friends.
Shittiest.
Okay, it wasn't that bad, but it felt like I was in the middle of nowhere, which it definitely is, because that's what most places in Pennsylvania are. In the middle of nowhere, but very populous. Penn State, great example of it. Literally in the middle of fucking nowhere, all by itself. State College, Pennsylvania. Nothing else there but the State College.
I ain't never been.
It's very, I think we've talked about it, but it's very reminiscent of Syracuse. Syracuse is kind of like that too, where it just feels like it's, yeah, just by itself.
Yeah, it's different, weird shit.
Yeah. Not really a huge fan of Syracuse. It's a weird city.
Not really,
the real spot's Oswego. The best city.
I think I've been to Syracuse one time. I think I had to actually drive through Syracuse for a bowling tournament. It was like right on the other side of it, but I don't know.
Yeah, Oswego. There's a bowling alley there.
Hey.
That's definitely where it was.
No, it wasn't. Oh, God, my fucking knee just cracked. Yeah, I'm
I'm not going to live anywhere near New York. Sorry, boys. Hate to break it to you.
I was the one day when I thought things were going to go really bad with what was going on. Last week, I was looking at places to live that were not terrible. I was like, Connecticut looks nice. There's a lot of...
Yeah, if my,
Stanford, Connecticut. Oh, that looks pretty solid place to live. What's the real estate market look like? Nice, okay.
It's looking good. We're in a good spot already.
Well, that's what I looked up first. I looked up best real estate markets on the East Coast.
Where can I go? Yeah, if my life, if my life pans out in the possible direction timeline of either physical therapist or chiropractor, then definitely gonna live in a city. I want one of them nice ass, like, penthouse apartments. But.
Hell yeah.
Who knows? I don't know where, though. And, like, because Fotini wants to do the same, obviously, because she wants to be a doctor. So, like, it's just, like, if we're both fucking doctors in our own respective fields, like, we can't live out here in bumfuck nowhere. But she... I'm so glad...
Capital of the world.
I'm so PLC glad... Land. I'm so glad we share the same perspective about New York City. I'm like, I'm never gonna live in New York City, I swear to God. Like, if that's where you wanted to live, I'm sorry, we're just gonna break up right now, because you're never gonna convince me to live in New York City. She's like, oh, no. She's like, we can live outside it in, like, Jersey. She's like, that's where it's nice. I was like, I'll do that, if anything. But I'm never gonna live in New York City. Or Chicago. New York City, Chicago, and Los Angeles. Those are my three cities I'm never gonna live in, and you're never gonna change my mind.
Fair enough.
Because they're terrible cities. At least in my opinion. New York City's dirty. LA is fucking crowded, dirty, and...
Homeless
and expensive. And Chicago is fucking dangerous.
Yeah.
And Detroit. Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry. Detroit. I mix the two up. I love Chicago. Chicago's actually a great city. Detroit. I don't know how I mix those two up. I apologize, Chicago. Detroit.
Chicago's got some bad parts.
Detroit's a terrible fucking city.
Every place has its ups and downs. But yeah, that's what I was realizing very quickly, was that, like, a lot of cities are very similar to each other.
Yep.
And a lot of them have bad spots.
They got the bad spots.
They got the good spots. They got the bad spots. Pittsburgh's got a lot of bad ones.
Damn, fucking.
I got McDonald's the other day in a very bad neighborhood.
Nope.
It was some of the worst McDonald's I've ever had.
Actually, when I was delivering one Monday for work, I had to go through, I don't know what part of, like, the Buffalo area I was in, but I had to go through, and I was like,
East Fair?
I was looking left and right, and I guess I was driving down the road, and I was like, this does not look like the nicest part of town. I was like, this is a little questionable. Where was it? I'm trying to think of where it fucking was. I want to say it was, like...
East Ferry, bro. That's where...
I want to say it was, like, East Aurora.
Yeah. I was like, West Seneca's got some bad spots.
Yo, Dubuque can get a little scary, too. No joke.
I remember one time... I think me and Jackson were going to pick up Derek at the mall or something.
Fuck Derek.
And got the GPS took us into a really bad spot in West Seneca. And to counteract our being afraid of the very scary spot we were in, I blasted my music as loud as possible. And that's when I had my big speakers.
Fucking ward them off. You gotta scare them away. Let them know you're coming.
That was the only... I've done that one other time, and it was in Dunkirk, and it was on the 4th of July, and, like, it was, like, when the... Like, on Route 5, when the... on Lakeshore Drive, Route 5, when the traffic gets, like, really backed up to get out of there.
Mm-hmm.
And we were, like... Me and Justin were, like, stuck in the spot for literally, like, half an hour. and there, it was like there was like these house parties, and it was like straight sketchy spot, not spot to be in. And I was just blasting my music as loud as possible to ward off the bad spirits around us.
Oh my god,
that's how you do it.
It worked.
Both that.
Hey, honestly, I also think those speakers warded off deer pretty well, because there was a very rare time when I would ever see a deer.
I agree. When I had my subwoofers in, I noticed that deer were never an issue. They hear me coming down the road, and they're like, fuck.
Yeah. Those are the fucking deer boomers.
that's what we had them for, just strictly deer population. Fucking New York's crazy.
It works. I never ever... Did you ever get, like, a noise complaint? Did you ever get pulled over or anything for them?
One time, I was going through Dunkirk, and, like, it was one of those times where I knew the cops was bullshitting me. Because I was going to, like, I was going to our slow-pitch softball game when I played on, like, the league for, like, the people from the bowling alley and the hardware store when I played on their team. And I knew they were bullshitting me because he was like, "Oh, we followed you for, like, 3 miles. I was like, first of all, I was like, when you got behind me to where we are now is probably a mile and a half. Like, I pay attention to, like, when people get behind me, especially cops, like, you notice. And second of all, he was like, "Yeah, your music was pretty loud. We wondered if you were going to turn it down." And I was like, "I did turn it down." He's like, "Well, still pretty loud. We could hear it." And I'm like, "Oh, okay." Like, I noticed they were behind me. So, like, common sense. I'm like, "Oh, make sure you go in the speed limit. Oh, turn the music down." Like, I did all those things, but it was still one of those, "You're still pretty loud." I was like, I don't think it was. I think he just had nothing better to fucking do.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's unfortunate.
Stupid as fuck, too, because they literally, like, I hate when two cops get out of the car and they fucking hit you with that walk up, and the fucking, I love the cop that goes to your passenger window and just posts up and stares at you the whole time. I'm like, "Do you need something? Because you're sketching me out." Like, fuck.
I've never had two cops get out of the car.
Yeah, I literally thought, I was like, "Damn, bro, I'm about to get the shit right here in Dunkirk, New York."
The only times I've ever been pulled over by troopers, because they're dickwads.
Yeah.
I've gotten pulled over by New York State troopers and by a PA State trooper.
Since I've lived up here, I've been pulled over twice. And literally each time, it was just late at night, and I was either coming from Fotini's or I was going to Fotini's, and they were like, "What you doing?" And like, literally every time, I got it on lock now, when they pull me over, just get the registration, get the license ready, and I just sit there with my hand like leaning against the window. They're like, "Do you know why I pulled you over?" I was like, "Yeah, I was going too fast." I was like, "Here's my stuff." And the one guy laughed. He's like, "Oh, all right." And then like, he came back, he's like, "What are we doing?" And we had like a quick conversation. He's like, "Where are you going? Why are you driving so fast?" Like, blah blah blah. And I was like, literally just going over to my girlfriend's house. I was like, "Tired, just want to go to sleep." Like, she wanted me to come over. Like, you know the drill. And he like giggled. He's like, "Yeah." He's like, "All right." He's like, "Have a good night." I was like, "Thanks." He's just like, "I'm fucking ready for him now, boy. I'm just holding my shit." I'm like, "Here you go."
Yeah.
Especially when you're honest.
The last time I pulled over was by the PA State trooper, and it was because of our tents, because our tents are severely illegal anywhere outside of the city.
Yeah.
Even in the city, but the cops here don't do anything, so they don't really exist in my mind.
Yeah, I know.
But, hey, fuck it. That's how we bought it. I'm not going to take the time to change it.
I won. Fuck it.
Fuck that shit.
Alrighty, we're at 140. You want to rip their meme?
Yeah, but bring us back for the boom. Let me sit up, get my old man ass up. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to your favorite segment of the Socially Distant Podcast, the meme of the week. I am your host, B-Dill, coming at you with the meme of the week, episode 92, brought to you by the Nugget Instagram page. Of course, not a sponsor. Gonna share the screen with the boys. Got a good one. I laughed at this one a lot. Not a lot, but I thought it was worth a giggle, and I just wanted to comment on the fact that, like, it's just like a fake, like, BTS Twitter, like, conversation between the BTS boys, and fuck BTS. But what we got is the fake Taehyung
He said, isn't it weird how we pay money to see other people? And then Jimin replied, fake Jimin replied and said, you mean prostitution, concerts, or the movies? And then Taeyong replied back and he just said, glasses. And I laugh because it's true. There's a lot of things we pay for that we technically, not technically, but we just should pay for. Because it doesn't make any goddamn sense. But I got a laugh out of that one. Thought, oh, where'd it go?
Glasses should be free 2022.
Dude.
That was right. That'd be life changing. So, yeah, glasses should be free. But meme of the week, Nugget Instagram page, not a sponsor.
Hell yeah. That's a good one.
Alrighty. We have reached that point in the 92nd episode of the Social Disc Podcast where we have to thank our sponsors. And that sponsors are it's fucking, I say this every week and it takes me a while to register who the fuck our sponsors are. We got Jake Lucan over at the Interesting Investing
on YouTube. I'll take it.
We got,
I got you.
Okay, you got
me. I got you. We got Jake Lucan, Interesting Investing on YouTube. Day. We also got him over on Etsy Cartoon Clothing Co. We got our boy Jackson Egan, Sherman Williams, over in a Dunker Fredonia area of paint, primer, and brush needs. He'll help you out. He's a goofy son of a bitch, but he knows his paint. And his significant other, Hannah Deutsch, HRD Photography, over on the Instagram. She is the one responsible for our logo. I don't know if it's still being used, but our logo at one time was created by her. It's not being used. I'm getting confirmation from the producers. It is not being used currently, but it was in the past, and it was a fire logo. We thank her. And
it was on YouTube. YouTube videos don't exist at
the moment. YouTube videos don't exist at the moment, but it was for the short time. So thank you to her and her efforts and all of our other sponsors. And most importantly, the viewers, the listeners.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
We appreciate it.
Sleep well.
See you next week.
Appreciate you joining us every week. We'll see you on the 93rd.
Signing off.
Bye.
Bye, motherfuckers.